Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Fresh water is one of the most important provisioning services the planet's ecosystems provide mankind. Drinking water is necessary to sustain life, of course, but so too is water needed to provide sanitation, irrigate crops, tend livestock, sustain freshwater aquaculture, support industry, and generate electricity. Contemporary withdrawal uses 25% of the continental runoff, to which the majority of the population has access each year. However, only 15% of the global population lives in relative water abundance, and that figure will drop as population pressures mount and water overuse threatens renewable water resources. Demand for potable water is on the rise as the world population approaches 7 billion. Clean and sanitary water supplies are increasingly in short supply and are leading to serious conflict in many parts of the world. The World Bank estimates that one quarter of the world's low-income population lacks adequate access to fresh water, 20 liters of dependable water per day, while 1.1 billion people do not have access to clean drinking water at all. The annual health burden on the global population caused by inadequate water, sanitation, and hygiene is 1.7 million premature deaths per annum and loss of more than 50 million years of life. Water quality is less important an issue for agriculture within limits. Contaminated water supplies used to irrigate food crops can cause serious disease outbreaks, and farm animals can fall prey to waterborne diseases. Conversely, water quantity is the main issue for other uses of fresh water, such as for energy generation or transport, although sediment pollution does impact hydropower operations. Some nations have tremendous freshwater reserves. Russia, Canada, and India are among the highest by virtue of their contiguity to Arctic ice or high mountain ranges. But even these supplies can be diminished by the effect of global warming, melting and diluting freshwater supplies at a measurable rate. Other nations, Norway for example, have been tremendously ingenious in capturing the energy potential in unexpected ways, such as electricity derived from annual glacial melt, directed into a vertical mountain tunnel to the sea, wherein turbines are driven by the gravitational force, water power that would otherwise run off ineffectively into the fjords. As freshwater supplies dwindle and water wars erupt in arid hotspots around the globe, desalinization of seawater is increasingly looked to as an alternative source of water. However, desalinization has significant environmental as well as substantial economic costs. A recent report suggests that desalinization capacity will increase 61% worldwide between 2006 and 2010, and a total of 140% by 2015. Most of the growth in capacity will occur in the Middle East and Northern Africa, but capacity will also increase in China, India, Australia, Spain, the UK, and the US. At least one Arab nation, rich in oil to meet the energy demands, supplies almost all its freshwater through desalinization. Reports analyzing this technology at the global scale throughout the US and in California suggest that the operations draw inefficient amounts of energy to operate, contribute significantly to greenhouse gas emissions, and have dramatic ecological impacts due to the release of large quantities of brine, now laced with water treatment chemicals, into the sea. A recent report by the U.S. National Academy of Sciences urges caution in the development of new desalinization facilities and outlines key avenues of research that should be undertaken before desalinization is scaled up to meet our ever-increasing water needs. Such warnings aside, the demand is inexorable. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.